Punto.
Now, chapter 2 is a continuation from chapter 1 and telling us how Paul actually defended the truth.
第二章是接着第一章来说到保罗怎么样为福音来去争辩。
But there is one point here in chapter 2 that I want to bring to your attention.
有点在第二章我要大家注意的。
It talks about how Paul confronted Peter.
这里讲到保罗怎么样来去，就是说来去面对这个彼得，就是面对
to correct him，
就是面对彼得来怎么样来去去纠正他。
If you look at the New Testament scriptures from Acts of the Apostle all the way down to Revelation, perhaps there are three situation where people confronted one another.
就是说，如果我们看《使徒行传》，一直看到《启示录》的话，大概里面有记载三件事的时候，就是说人来去指责啦，或者面对另外一个人哈。
Conflicts are mentioned.
就是说有一些冲突的事情哈。
The first one is between Paul and Barnabas.
第一件关于这个冲突的事情，意见不合的时候，就是保罗跟巴拿巴的事情。
They had argument over whether they should take this John Mark along in their ministry work.
就是说他们来去有个辩论，就是说他们到底要不要带这个约翰马可约翰来去来去走他们第二次的旅程。
Initially, this John Mark did not show that he was very keen in the ministry work.
一开始发觉到这个马可一开始的第一次的旅程，他不是很就是说很热心
So he left.
半途的时候他就离开了。
And then Paul decided not to take him again.
发觉到保罗第二次就不想带他。
He felt that he was not able to handle the pressure in the work.
因为他发觉到马可可能不能够承受这个工作的压力。
And then Barnabas did not agree with him.
但是巴拿巴却不赞同。
So according to Acts of the Apostle, entered into a very sharp exchange of words, entered into a conflict.
现在在使徒行传就发现他们两个就起了争论。
Very serious situation.
是挺严重的一件事情。
But somehow they were able to resolve.
但最终他们是还能够来去解决这个问题。
They may argue first fiercely.
一开始他们可能是来去辩论。
Why is it that they were able to come back together later on?
为什么之后能够还是能够倒回来呢？
Obviously, we can deduce that first, what they put forth was actually truly from their hearts, and they believed that it was for the good of the church.
相信他们所讲论自他们的意见是从心里而出的，是心里的话，也是为了教会的好。
Because both of them were sent forth according to Acts chapter 13 by the Holy Spirit together with the church in Antioch.
因为在安提阿教会的时候，他们是被圣灵来差派出去来去做这个工作的。
That's why later on, even though the disagreement split them up, and they were able to come back together.
但是之后虽然是有不同的意见但是过后我们也发觉到他们能够走在一起。
That was the first occasion.
这是第一个这样记载的事情。
The second occasion is the confrontation in the conference in Jerusalem.
第二件这样的记载的事情就是在耶路撒冷的会议的时候。
Even before that, yeah, we find that Peter and Paul and Barnabas argued with the Judean members.
甚至之前我发觉到保罗跟巴拿巴跟这些犹太信主的人来去辩论。
So the matter has to be resolved in Jerusalem through a conference.
这个问题要带到耶路撒冷的会议来去解决。
Finally, the decree was given by the Holy Spirit together with the elders.
所以最终圣灵跟这长老来去立定了这个条约。
But when you read the epistle written by Paul,
但是当我们看保罗所写的书信，
not everyone actually followed the decree.
其实不是每个人都遵照这个教会的决定。 定来去做。
That's why when you look at the book of Galatians, this is one clear example.
所以在加拉太书你会发觉到这是其中一个例子了。
Some continue to preach.
有些人还是继续的来去传讲。
Preach about the law that saves.
就讲到要称义，靠着律法来去得救。
So judging from the New Testament scriptures, it seems that this problem has not been fully resolved because of the stubbornness of some people.
所以你发觉到这个问题哦，在使徒时代哦，好是没有完全的解决，因为有些信徒的顽固。
Now the third one.
第三个这样的事情发生。
Is between Paul and Peter.
就是保罗跟彼得之间的不同的意见。
We turn to chapter 2 of Galatians.
我们看加拉太书的第二章。
We read verse 11.
我们看第十一节。
But when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face because he was to be blamed.
后来基法到了安提亚，因他有可指责之处，我就当面抵挡他。
Because Paul saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel.
因为保罗发觉到他们对真理不是就是很纯正。
Initially, they were with the Gentiles.
一开始他们是跟这个外邦人在一起的。
When they realized that the Jews were coming,
当他发觉到这些犹太人开始来的时候，
with their hypocrisy, they left them.
他们假冒为善就离开的这些外邦信主的人。
That was a very tricky situation.
当时可以说是一个非常就是比较一个困难的一个情况当中。
So someone has to stand up to correct the situation.
所以有人必须要站起来去更正他们。
But we know that Peter and Barnabas were at fault as well. They were not correct.
你发觉到彼得跟巴拿巴也是不是很对。
That's why Paul has to stand against them.
所以保罗呢要站起来，就是说来去抵挡他们。
Not only that, in fact, this event was written down in the Epistle of Galatians.
这样的事情也写在这个加拉太书里面。
Sometimes we question why did Paul write it down.
所以有时候你就问，为什么保罗要写下来呢？
We know that his epistles, on many occasions, were to be circulated amongst all the churches.
因为你发觉到他写的这些书信很多时候都是到各教会来去给他们来去读的。
I think there's we look at one example in Colossians chapter 4.
我们看一个例子加拉太书第四章。
Colossians chapter 4 verse 16.
哥罗西书的第四章。
We read verse 16.
十六节。
4 verse 16.
四章的十六节。
Now when this epistle is read among you, see that it is read also in the church of the Laodicea, and that you likewise read the epistle from Laodicea.
你们念了这书信，便交给老底家的教会，叫他们也念。你们要念从，念从老底家来的书信。
And also judging from the comments made by Peter in 2 Peter.
从彼得后书，彼得在彼得后书所写的这些话语当中。
We find that some of the Paul letters were read amongst different churches.
你发觉到保罗所写的一些书信是在不同的教会当中也有来去念出来的。
We know that the Second Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书的第三章。
We read Second Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书的第三章。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot, blameless. And then we read verse 16.
第十六节。
As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, they're talking about Paul. In verse 15, talking about Paul.
十五节是讲到保罗，十六节他讲到保罗的信。
So we find that the epistle of Paul were circulated amongst the churches.
所以你发觉到保罗有些书信是在教会不同的教会当中来去就是说通读的。
What would be the impact like when this incident was circulated amongst all the Gentiles churches?
所以当这个记载这样在不同的外邦人的教会外邦人信主的教会当中来去读出来的时候，会有怎么样的一种影响呢？
Was Paul trying to show what he has done?
是不是保罗想在这里来去彰显一下自己所做的一些事情呢？
Obviously no.
当然不是。
So we need to understand that this can have a very grave impact on the Gentile churches.
啊，因为这样的一种记载对那些外邦信
the actions of Peter and Barnabas could have a very negative impact on the Gentile churches.
啊，因为保罗啊，彼得跟巴拿巴这样做哈，这样在外邦教会，在外邦教会当中是有很大，就是负面的影响。
Because Peter was the leader.
因为当时彼得就是这个当中的一个领袖。
He was the one who brought the gospel to the Gentile first.
啊，因为他把这个福音啊，先带到这个外邦信主的人。
And now you look at the way he conducted himself.
啊，像你这样看他自己怎么样来去处理这些事情。
So Peter, this Paul wrote this epistle.
啊，所以保罗就在这里写到这样的事情。
If I were one of the Gentile believers.
啊，如果是当时的这外邦信主的信徒。
My heart would feel settled.
我的心啊会很乱。
Settled, settled.
啊，就是很沉重。
Settled,
平静。哦，平静。
Why? Because this matter has been resolved.
啊，因为这个事情已经解决了。
Paul had resolved it.
啊，因为保罗已经解决了这个问题。
Now, if you look at Peter.
啊，但是哦，如果你看彼得的话。
Being a leader.Of the church,
啊，成为当时是教会当时的一个领袖。
We said, where is he going to hide his face? How is he going to save his skin?
啊，那他应该向哪里躲呢？他的这个脸呢，应该放到哪里去
？Very difficult.
啊，非常的困难。
Everyone knew about it.
因为每一个人都知道这件事情哦。
And here it shows the maturity of Peter.
啊，所以这里你发觉到彼得的一种成熟。
I think in serving God, we need this kind of maturity.
啊，所以在服事神当中啊，你要有这样的一种成熟。
If our wrongs has been pointed out.
啊，如果我们的错被指出来之后。
Don't save our skin.
啊，不要就是说要死着要脸哦。
Rather, we should think about the well-being of the church.
啊，但是我们要看重教会的这个，就是教会的利益哈。
I won't say I'm able to do it. I won't say I'm able to do it.
我不能够说我能够自己做得到。
But sometimes we must learn to do it.
啊，但是有时候我们要学习来去这样做。
Look at the response from Peter.
我们看一下彼得的这个反应。
We turn to 2 Peter.
啊，我看彼得后书。
Chapter 3, yeah?
彼得后书的第三章。
We read verse 15.
第十五节。
And consider that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you.
并且要以我主长久忍耐为得救的应有，就如我们所亲爱的弟兄保罗照着所赐给他的智慧写了信给你们。
Now, it seems to me, unless you can help me out, yeah? It seems that 2 Peter does not say about who the recipients were.
看起来彼得后书啊，彼得没有特别说要写给谁。
But in the 1 Peter, we know that Galatia, the churches in Galatia,are part of the recipients.
但是在彼得前书我们就发觉到那个书信，彼得前书的书信是其中要到的地方就是加拉太。
That is chapter 1 verse 2.
这是第一章的第二第一节。
Verse 2.
第一章的第二节。
Is it?
第一节。
Verse 1, sorry. Verse 1, chapter 1 verse 1.
第一章的第一节。
Now, Let's assume that the same the second epistle was sent to the same group of people or same groups of churches.
打个比方，这个第后书啊，也是给同样的这一组的教会了。
So we see that when Peter talk about Paul.
所以当彼得讲到保罗的时候。
It show the maturity of Peter.
就发觉到彼得的成熟。
Basically, he tried to patch up the differences.
也可以说他在补修啊，他们之间的不同的地方。
And that's why he said, "Our beloved brother Paul."
他说我们亲爱的弟兄保罗。
Not only that, he said, "According to the wisdom given to him."
照这所赐给他的恩智慧。
Has written to you.
写了这封信给你。
So the matter was resolved.
就是问题已经解决了。
Very humble person.
是一个非常谦卑的人。
Sometimes when you look at the church.
所以有时候当你看教会的时候。
Problems cannot be resolved.
这个问题不能够解决。
Why?
为什么呢?
Actually, the problem maybe is very massive, is huge.
可能的问题是挺大的。
But The biggest problem is with us.
这最大的问题还是我们。
We are not humble enough.
因为我们在我们在就是说我们不够谦卑啊。
We want to save our skin.
我们要就是要保着我们的脸。
We want to show that whatever we say is correct.
我们要让人家知道我们所说的都是对的。
That is the problem.
这就是问题啦。
Sometimes we see that a problem can be actually reduced.
有时候你发现这问题是可以减轻的。
But becauseWe want to prove that we are right.
因为有时候我们要证明我们是对的。
We magnify the problem.
我们把这问题弄得更大。
We blow it out, blow it up.
我们把它吹大。
And we blow it out of proportion.
我们就就是把它弄得更糟。
So many a time, if we look at ourselves carefully, the problem is with us.
所以有时候我们很多时候我们看这个问题这个根源是我们本身。
Think about this. If you were Peter, if we were Peter,
你这样想一下，如果你是彼得的话，
someone has harassed us in front of everyone.
有人在这么大庭广众面前来抵挡我。
And wrote the epistle and circulated to everyone.
就这样在书信当中这样写，来去到各地方教会来让他们读。
How are you going to take it?
你会怎么来去接受这事情呢？
Maybe deep inside us, we will start the.Thinking about a plot to destroy this guy.
或者在心里我就想看怎么样把这个人来去除掉。
You build up a kind of enmity.
就有这敌对的心在心中。
Because we cannot accept it.
因为我不能够接受。
So serving God is about accepting facts as well, accepting correction from others.
所以服侍神也是要来去接受这个事实，接受人的根人的改正。
Normally we cannot do it because we are not humble enough.
很多时候我们做不了，因为我们不够谦卑。
So in our service to God.
所以在我们服侍神的过程当中。
We need to pray for humility.
我们要求神给我们这个谦卑。
Truly, we pray that God will humble all of us.
所以求神来去真正的使我们每个人谦卑下来。
So that we can talk to one another freely.
使到我们真的很自由的来彼此来去交谈。
If there is pride within me, it's difficult for me to communicate. Very difficult.
如果我心中有这个骄傲的话，我很难跟你来去交谈。
Because it's like a barrier.
因为这
已经 it's a hindrance.
成为了一个阻挡。
No way we can communicate with one another freely and with love in Christ Jesus and speak the truth of God in love.
很难的在基督里以爱很自由的来去交谈。
So here we can see that the maturity of Peter.
所以我们这里看得到彼得的这个成熟。
In fact, this is not the first time.
其实这不只是第一次啊。
I think he encountered quite a few times in his ministry work.
其实在他的这个工作当中，他也遇到好几次。
We turn to another example.
我们看另外一个例子。
We turn to Acts chapter 11.
我们看使徒行传的第十一章。
Acts chapter 11.
使徒行传的第十一章。
We read verse 1.
十一章的第一节。
Acts chapter 11 verse 1.
十一章的第一节。
Now the apostle and brethren who were in Judea heard that Gentiles had also received the word of God, and when Peter came up to Jerusalem, those of the circumcision contended with him.
使徒和在 犹太的众弟兄听说外邦人也领受了神的道，积极彼得的上了耶路撒冷那些奉格里的门徒和他争辩说。
The word contend is used.
所以这里说到这个字眼用上的就是争辩。
It's like you contend for the truth.
就好像你为真道来去争辩。
What was the response from Peter?
那保罗彼得的反应是怎么样的呢？
Verse 4.
第四节。
But Peter explained.
这里说彼得开口来去解释。
You can see the difference.
可以发觉到这不同。
One is trying to fight you.
有些人要跟你来去争吵。
But here, in response, he explained.
他回答，他是用一种讲解来去说。
Very mature person.
一个非常成熟的一个人。
He encountered many occasions.
其实他碰到
this kind of things in, on many occasions.
其实他碰到好几次这样的事情啊。
So in serving God,
所以在服侍神当中
we need this kind of maturity in us.
我们在需要有这种成熟在我们里
面。Maturity comes from our spiritual cultivation.
这成熟是从我们的灵修上得到的。
If the heart is well cultivated,
如果我们的心是好好就是接受灵修
is kept by the Lord.
啊，在主里蒙神来去保守。
And if we are willing to humble ourselves,
啊，愿意来去谦卑自己。
Then we will not end up fighting one another.
啊，这样你不会因此彼此来去就是争吵。
In a very difficult situation,
啊，在一个非常困难的情况当中
，you are able to look at the wider perspective of the church.
啊，你会以一种更广大的眼光来看教会。
You will look at the good of the church more than your own benefit or interest.
你会以教会的利益超乎自己的利益来去看。
Again, it's very difficult to attain to this level of understanding.
啊，也是很难达到这样的一个程度的。
But we need to work together, work towards this understanding.
啊，我们应该来去啊，朝向这个目标一起来努力。
When someone has pointed out our wrongs,
啊，当人把我们的错指出来的时候
，we must humbly accept it.
啊，我们真的要谦卑来去接受。
You know to point out. Wrongs of others is easy, very easy. Finger pointing is very easy.
啊，要指着别人的错是很简单的，只是手指头指出去就是。
It does not require any effort, just point out.
啊，不是
很 simple, very simple.
啊，是很困难，不是很困难的，就是指出来就是。
But when we are being pointed,
啊，当我们被人指出我们的错误的时候
，we said we find it very difficult to swallow it.
啊，但很多时候很难吞下去。
Why?
啊，为什么呢
？Not humble enough.
啊，因为不够谦卑。
We can point out others. Yes.
可以指出别人错。
But we must also be prepared to be pointed at.
啊，但是我们同样的要有这种心态来接受别人的指正。
Only then we can work together as a team.
啊，这样的话才能够同一起的来去工作。
You know that God will not give us the full wisdom, for example, complete wisdom.
比如说神不会给我们这种完全的一种智慧。
Sometimes you see that the complete wisdom is actually the scattered amongst all the workers.
所以你发觉到这些完全的智慧是就是说在每个工人身上都有一些。
He gives some to this worker.
他给一些的智慧给这个工人。
Gives some to that worker.
另外一些智慧给。
So when all these workers come together,
所以当这些工人聚集在一起的
时候 they are able to present the complete wisdom of God.
他们就能够把神完全的智慧来去彰显出来。
So,something that we need to bear in mind.
这是我们要记着的。
I cannot be right all the time.
我不可能每一次都对的。
Every time you are at fault, me right.
每一次都你的错，每一次都是我的错。他的错，每一次都是他的错，我没有错。
It's not possible.
这是不可能的。
So when you look at the two workers here, Peter and Paul, how they interacted with one another.
所以你看彼得跟约翰彼得跟保罗他们两人是怎么来去彼此对待。
Look at it from the perspective of their age.
甚至我们以他们的年龄来去看一下。
Peter was like the first generation worker.
彼得是首批的第一代的信主的人。
Even before the church was established, he already followed Jesus Christ.
甚至教会还没有成立之前呢，是他已经跟着耶稣了。
In Matthew chapter 16, Jesus said, "I'm going to tell you a mystery."
马太福音书第十六章耶稣跟他说，我要告诉你一个奥秘。
How I'm going to build my church.
我怎么样来去建立这个教会。
So this mystery of building up the church was made known to Peter.
建立教会的这个奥秘已经彰显，让彼得认识了。
Think about this. If we were Peter, how would we feel?
你想一下，如果你是彼得的话，你会怎么样
？Hey, come on, I'm the first one, you know, to receive this.
你想一下，我是第一个领受这个奥秘的人。
So even before Paul, before he came to know Christ, Peter was already chosen long before he came to know Christ.
甚至保罗还没有接受基督之前呢，很久以前呢，彼得已经蒙神恩召了。
And Paul was converted in chapter 9.
保罗只是在使徒行传的第九章那里来去相信而已。
Many years later, many years.
是好几年之后。
We can see how he worked together. Both of them worked together as one.
但是我们才发之后，我们发觉到他们两人是怎么样来去一起同工的。
Obviously, there must be mutual respect.
当然他们当中应该是有彼此来去尊敬的。
That's why in Galatians, Paul talks about Peter. It's a good point as well.
所以在加拉太书的时候，保罗也提到彼得的他的好的地方。
So in the church, there must be mutual respect.
所以在教会我们必须要彼此来去尊敬。
We must learn to submit to one another.
我们学习彼此顺服。
And Also, we must learn to be humble towards one another.
我们要彼此来去学习谦卑。
In this way, we can work as a team.
这样的话，我们才能够一组人来去做事情。
You know, sometimes we can be put this way, confused by our own perception of things and others.
有时候我们的观念会使到我们来去对别人来去有些一种混乱的认识。
That's why the Bible says we need to renew our minds daily.
所以圣经告诉我们，我们要天天更新我们的这种心。
So that our mindset can stay very watchful and alert at all times.
使到我们的心态啊，常常是警醒来去看事情。
So that we can look at things, look at people in the light of God.
所以我们可以以神的这个角度来去看人，来去看事情。
In this way, we will not be biased.
这样的话我们就不会偏待。
Very important.
这是非常的重要。
This is how we should work as a team in the church.
这是我们怎么样一起来教会工作的。
If you ask me a question.
如果你问我一个问题。
Who would you admire more between Paul and Peter?
如果你问我，我比较羡慕谁呢？保罗还是彼得？
I said Peter.
我说是彼得。
Because he showed great maturity in every situation.
因为我发觉到彼得在很多不同的情况当中，他有成熟的一面。
And he was able to bring peace together in the church.
他也可以把这个平安带给这个教会。
So in building up the church of God.
所以当我们建立起教会的时候，
we bring peace to the church.
我们使到教会有和睦的事情。
Sometimes it requires on our part to sacrifice our own interest.
所以有时候我们要扮演这个牺牲个人利益的角色。
So that the church can be put together as one.
使到教会能够真的整体的来去一致的建立起来。
This is one of the teachings that we can gather in Galatians chapter 2.
这是其中一个在加拉太书第二章我们能够学习到的。
Any compliment? Anything that you
want to add? 有没有什么？以赛亚书的32章，32章的第17节，公义的果效必是平安，公义的效念必是平稳，直到永远。
Yes, very true.
这是很真实的。
Any other supplement or whatever, or question that you want to ask?
有没有什么补充或者有什么问题你想要问？
We believe that the church belongs to God.
我们相信教会是属于神的。
God has a way to train all of us up.
神有方式来把我们每个人训练起来。
Because he wants to use all of us.
因为他要来去用我们。
So I believe he is going to mold us.
我相信神要磨练我们。
Sometimes he puts us in difficult situations in life.
有时候神把我们放在就是我们生活当中放在一个挺困难的生活当中。
Even in our service to God, sometimes we encounter great difficulties.
在我们服侍神当中，我们面对很多很大的问题。
I believe God wants to train us up.
我相信神要来去训练我们。
So we must be ready to be trained up by God.
所以我们应该来去准备被神来去训练。